And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station. Joining me in the studio, Father Michael Alexa. He's here to talk about Russian Orthodox Christmas traditions around Alaska because tomorrow is Russian Orthodox Christmas. Father Alexa is a noted historian and also parish priest at St. Michael's. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. It's a joy to be here.
Well, it's always wonderful having you here. And there's so much to talk about. But today we're going to talk about Christmas. It's right around the corner. And there's a lot going on for you and parishioners, right?
Yes, we started yesterday with the Royal Hours. That was about an hour and a half service reading Old Testament prophecies, New Testament scriptures, and singing a couple dozen hymns unique to the day. And we start again this morning at 9:30 with a vesperal liturgy with Old Testament prophecies and lots of singing, and then the liturgy of St. Basil the Great. The gospel today is actually the birth of Christ. Mm. So today is actually the day the church celebrates his actual birth in Bethlehem. Tomorrow we have the coming of the Magi, who are looking for a two-year-old baby. Herod tries to kill the two-year-olds, according to the time he learned from the Magi. So by tomorrow, we skip ahead 2 years. They find the young child in a house, and Herod then tries to massacre the two-year-old. So it's a two-year gap from today till tomorrow. And those are the only two stories we have, the shepherds coming to the manger and the kings coming to the house. And then the starring begins.
Let's talk about starring. What's that tradition?
Well, starring began in what it was at that time the Austro-Hungarian Empire, not Russia at all, where the Orthodox Church was forbidden. Catholicism was allowed, but not Orthodoxy. So the peasants in those mountains developed a series of folk customs, including following a star, a pinwheel-shaped device, usually just mounted on a stationary pole or stick and carried from house to house. And like the Magi following the star to Bethlehem, the carolers followed the star. In one county, and as far as I know, just one, in western Ukraine, the region around the city of Ternopil, they spin the stars. So somehow that tradition, not just the singing and following the star, but the spinning of the star, leapt from western Ukraine to Alaska 100 or 150 years ago. We don't know how they did that, because in between the Carpathian Mountains in western Ukraine and northern Slovakia, eastern Romania, between there and here, no one would have heard anything about starring. It would be unknown in Moscow or St. Petersburg. Maybe Kiev, because it's the capital of Ukraine. The Ukrainians have adopted it as a national custom, but 12 time zones away and nothing in between. How did starring come to Alaska? Who brought it here? And the answer to that is, we have no idea.
That's so fascinating. So it would seem that Alaska Natives probably carried it across the state.
That's my hunch, that probably somebody from that region of what is now western Ukraine was among the early Promyshleniks. They started, maybe the Promyshleniki were sitting around in the Aleutian Islands at one time singing these folk hymns, these kolyadi, as well as the church songs, and people intermarried from the Aleutian Islands to Kodiak, from Kodiak to Prince William Sound, and from Prince William Sound to Yakutat and down to Juneau and Sitka eventually. How it spread, it was almost certainly by intermarriage and people just moving from village to village and bringing these customs with them.
Well, the starring tradition is really beloved by many Orthodox Christians. Can you explain how that works?
Well, it's different region to region. Where it's the most, well, we should say the Yupik people, for example, in western Alaska, have similar customs to the local Tlingit people. They have memorial feasts for the departed members of their clan or family. But unlike the Tlingit people who do it on the anniversary of that person's repose, a year later, the Yupik people did it at this time of year. They had all their potlatches, or their kuiks, as the Tlingit would say, at what we now would call New Year's time. So entire villages visited other villages, and they feasted and remembered and gave gifts in memory of their departed family members. They were doing this for thousands of years before Christianity arrived. So in western Alaska, what they have done is added starring to this custom. So when you come to a house, they sing the church hymns and the Ukrainian folk carols, And then people are invited to a memorial meal. And if someone in that household or in that family has died in the previous year, it's a very elaborate meal. It will take several hours for everyone to get seated at the table and enjoy the banquet. And then gifts are given in memory of the departed person, whoever that was. This takes several hours. And then the star goes out the door to the next house. And if that family has lost a family member, there's another banquet. So you go from banquet to banquet, house to house. Starring lasts about 2 weeks in the Cusco-Comucan Delta, and a lot of food is consumed. It's like one kuik after the other, house to house to house. In the Nuzhegak, they've preserved a different aspect of this custom. On the Nuzhegak and Iliamna areas, they preserve the inter-village visitation aspect of this custom. And so the singing is very short. The star in the village visits all the homes in that village in one afternoon or evening. And then they get into their snow machines and form a caravan, a single file, following the star to the next village. And they go to the next village and sing their songs in all the houses in that village. And there are 10 or 12 villages in the area. So starring ends when all the villages have visited all the other villages. And because the singing is short and there's not a lot of feasting, each family there gives a monetary donation, as they put it, to the star, which means to the church represented by that star. So by the end of starring, each church has collected thousands of dollars for their annual budget. They've visited all their friends and relatives around Iliamna Lake, the Nuzhegak and Kwijak River, and exhaustedly they finally return home like the wise men at the end of their journey. Here in Southeast Alaska, because we have the kuik, because we have the memorial potlatches for the departed, there's not feasting for departed members of the family or the clan. The singing is in English, in Slavonic, and in Tlingit. And it's going to be my first experience of starring here as the acting rector of the cathedral. So I'm waiting to see what the repertoire really will be, which we'll be able to experience tomorrow, Christmas Day, on the old calendar. It's actually December 25th on the Julian calendar. Tomorrow we'll have a concert at 5:30. Our stars and our singers will perform their repertoire before Vespers. So at 5:30 tomorrow, the city is invited, the public's invited to come and just hear what we have to sing in those three languages. Between 5:30 and 6, it won't be a very long presentation, but everyone's invited to come and hear and enjoy.
Oh, that's really lovely. You know, I have friends who talk so fondly about their childhood memories of starring, and just spending the entire night going house to house with the star and getting to eat those lovely little oranges everywhere they go, and just the family and the togetherness that was celebrated every year is dear to their hearts.
Yes, and those who move here from other parts of Alaska, I'm getting calls, when is starting going to start, and can I join the group? So people who are new to Sitka are asking already, you know, where do we gather, what time are we going to start, and can I sing too? But they may have a repertoire that's significantly different from the local one, but they can learn and join. And it's exactly the house-to-house visitation, the togetherness, the unity that it brings, that brings such joy at this time of year, especially in a world that's so divided and conflicted and so full of violence and hate. To sing the praises of the Prince of Peace house-to-house and wish each family many blessed years, not just for this year, but for many years, as we sing Mnoga Ilyeta at the end of starring. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Can you talk a little bit about what this Christmas season means for those in the Orthodox faith?
Well, I think my tendency is to call the 25th of December on the new calendar, the Christmas that we had 12, 13 days ago, the Santa Claus Christmas, because that's pretty much how all of us observe it. Believers and non-believers all give presents, and you know, it's all those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman kind of songs in the stores and in the public places. But this is a religious Christmas. All that Santa Claus and reindeer and snowfall and let it snow and the rest are behind us. And now it's time to focus on the birth of Christ and what his coming means and what the mission of the church is and why we're here and why we're Christians. And so this is to separate the two, we have the secular commercialized Christmas on the 25th of December on the new calendar, and then on the 25th of December on the old calendar, which is Julius Caesar's calendar, it's quite old, we can focus exclusively on the religious aspects of the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And We have just about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So what else would you like to share with folks today?
I'm looking forward to this year in Sitka. I don't know how much of it I'll be here since I'm the acting dean of the cathedral. But it's the 150th anniversary of the transfer ceremony, and it gives us a chance to reflect on these last 150 years. And then the 127 years before that, which was the Russian colonial period, and what we've learned more recently since the Soviet Union has collapsed and the old archives, especially the church archives, have been open to researchers, we've really discovered so many fascinating and wonderful things about the Russian colonial period and the history of Sitka that I think it's going to be a wonderful year ahead just to celebrate and learn about our heritage here in Sitka in this coming year of 2017.
And maybe take that spirit of togetherness and unity that is celebrated now with us throughout the year.
Into the whole community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Father Michael Oleksa, Russian Orthodox Christmas. There's a concert happening. Tell us a bit again about the events that people can attend.
Well, I'll be giving a tour of the cathedral. I realize there are lots of people here in Sitka who drive around the cathedral. It's in the middle of the street. You can't avoid that, but I've never been inside. And we have some wonderful art and historical artifacts there. So I'll give a tour from 5 till 5:30 tomorrow, Saturday. And then our singers, our carolers, the people who are going to do the starring are invited to sing for another half an hour from 5:30 to 6. Then we'll have Vespers, which is our usual Saturday evening service in any case. But tomorrow the two special events will be the liturgy in the morning, of course, and then the tour at 5 o'clock and the concert at 5:30.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.